in the air for a second one for the senior. Rimming out, an empty trip there for Dean. And a rebound to Chase County. 36-30. 4.5 to play, third quarter. Chase County trailing. Beyer near corner. Over to Danford. Up top, Doty. Far side over to Danford. Look to drive. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound to Octavian Dean. Up the court we go to Lane Smith. The block. Jumper. No good. Dean falls to the floor trying to get a rebound. And rebound to Maddox Beyer. Now to Danford. Danford. Elbow. European Pro underneath the Doty. He'll kiss the window. And Hudson Doty with 15 points. First points of the quarter. And out of bounds, Guthrie Danford fighting for a loose ball.
Beware of your Chase County cheerleader over there on the sideline.
Head on a swivel. So 36-32 our score. Green and Griffin getting a breather. Quarterman and Pick Bailey in the contest. Smith inbound. 36-32. Madison on top. 3:49 to play, third quarter. Dean, elbow jumper. Good. Octavian Dean now with 24. Out of the boys' side, looks like Keenan Renfro with 26 points tonight in the victory over Center. So that's the highest boy score that we know about thus far tonight.
Yep. I think Octavian's going to pass that.
Beyer on the wing. Kicked out to Guthrie Danford, three in the corner. It'll draw iron. Offensive rebound to Quarterman. His put back good. That had some English on that one, Ken, as it just spun on the rim before falling home.
It did.
So lead cut to four once again for Madison. Three in the corner by Luthi is buried by Cooper Luthi. That's a big three for the freshman. Cody Thurston three nonetheless. Experience the Midwest land group difference. 7-point advantage for Madison, tied for the largest of the night. Doty over to Danford. Now Beyer. Over to Mann. Bounce pass back to Beyer. Halfway through the shot clock for the Chase County Bulldogs. Beyer kicked out Doty. Long three. Bangs off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound into the hands of Pick Bailey. Bailey's back. No good. Mann with another board. They'll be fouled to the floor. Go to line for two. But Mendez and Luthi both fighting for that offensive rebound on the far corner. Mm-hmm. Deflects off of both their faces. And Bailey, right spot, right time, the reverse of the Treaty Oak revival.
Yeah.
And it'll go to Quarterman. Yeah. Mann knocks down the first of two. Mann, 5 points tonight off the bench.
Yeah, he's providing them some good minutes tonight.
In the air for another one. Good. Cuts the deficit to 5, 41-36, 2:25 to play third quarter. Lane Smith, now Mendez, back to Smith. Cooper Luthi now to Grimmett. Braden Grimmett, heavy pressure applied by Peg Bailey. Grimmett to the elbow, kicked in the corner, Luthi three again, it's short. Rebound to Mendez. Before he puts up the shot, they're going to call a foul. It's going to go against Paik Bailey. That'll be his first. Team's fourth. So Lane Smith to inbound along the baseline. Goes up top to Mendez. He'll step into a three. It'll be short. Rebound to Doty. And Doty will have his pocket picked by Lane Smith. And he double dribbles. I didn't see it. Alex McNeil certainly did not agree with it.
No.
So, Chase County will take things over again. So, that foul on Peg Bailey actually was his second of the night. Doty with it, skips it near side to Peg Bailey, three. It'll be short, rebound to Dean. Madison looking out of their 5-point lead. 1:38 remaining in the quarter. Dean kicked out Grimmett. Grimmett thought about a three up top to Smith. Underneath the Dean, and he'll be fouled by Quarterman. That'll be his first, team's fifth. So at the line in the bonus, Octavian Dean.
Yeah, Quarterman did not even attempt to go around Octavian. That's pass interference.
So we had substitutions, but it's bonus that they let him come in.
Now
we're going to come back in. So Byron Doty is going to go back. So
just for this one free throw.
Yeah. So you know, I shared that Charlie Steiner today.
Yeah.
Just, oh boy,
Charlie Steiner was one of the greats.
Foul shot, no good by Octavian Dean.
You know, if that man began started laughing, it would never end.
Now we can get Rex Griffin and Noah Green back in the contest. So second one now, Dean 0 for 3 from the foul line in the air, and going to be good that time. So Dean now with 25. Lead back to 6. 1:25 remaining in the third quarter. I vaguely remember Steiner as a sports anchor. Obviously, most of my time listening to him as play-by-play for the Yankees and Dodger. Going to have an offensive foul by Guthrie Danford as he kind of extended the shoulder, trying to create some space. That'll be his first. And a turnover back to Madison.
That's just turnover number 7 for Chase County, and Madison's only committed 5. So pretty clean game as far as that goes.
Closing moments here in this third quarter. Madison on top, 42-36 with 60 seconds remaining. Mendez in the far corner up top. Luthi thought about a three, now back to Mendez. He'll step into a three. Bang off the right side of the rim, no good. And a rebound to Chase County. Danford, pressure picked up at half court by Lane Smith. Bounce pass to Paik Bailey in the far corner. Now up top, man. Back to Bailey. He'll drive baseline. Nothing there. Up top to Danford with 13 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Danford to the elbow. Underneath the Green. Turn and face. Nice jumper falling home for Noah Green. His first points of the night. Shot clock turned off with 20 seconds remaining here in the third. Grimmett to Luthi. Near corner to Smith. We go out of bounds. Last touch by Bailey. Of course, Chase County with 5 fouls. And Cade Witt saying, hey, not so much pressure there. We don't want them shooting free throws.
Yeah. But you might want to get out on Grimmett.
Grimmett, top of the key, 3, uncontested, and it's buried. That's a Cody Thurston land agent 3, and the lead back to 7 for Madison as we head into the fourth quarter. 45-38. Madison leading Chase County. We'll take a quick break. Say hello to our sponsors and have continued coverage of the area game of the week on Mix 104.9.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by ESP Insurance and Financial Services. Changing jobs, retiring, growing your family, change of marital status, these are all things that can affect your overall financial health. Let ESP Insurance and Financial Services help you explore your options. Call 340-9921. The Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Clark Farman Home under the new ownership of Cade and Haley Gibb. Continuing to be your hometown hardware store in Strong City. Serving the area since 1946. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
We welcome you back to Madison High School. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Madison with a 7-point lead, 45-38 as we begin the fourth quarter. The Madison Bulldogs with possession. Grimmett, big three. They conclude the quarter and nearly a turnover, but Luther recovers. And that time is a turnover to Maddox Beyer. Beyer, layup off the window. Good this time for Maddox Beyer. He's in double figures with 11. 45-40 now. Braden Grimmett Top of the key three. Going to be well short. Going to go out of bounds. And go back to Chase County. So that was a heat check, I think.
Yeah.
And not quite engaged.
No, no. But he's the type, though, that you got to get out there and guard him because he can go three or four in a row.
Danford on the near side. Top of the key. Now to the foul line. Over to Maddox Byer. Opie victorious over Nemahal Central, 60-53. Danford, jumper in the mid lane, no good. Rebound to Grimmett. Up the court we go to Lane Smith. Lob inside to Dean. Dean backing down. Jumper, good off the window. Octavian Dean with 27. Lead back to 7 for the Madison Bulldogs. Far corner three fired by Hudson Doty. Buried Hudson Doty with another big three. That's his fourth Cody Thurston three of the night. Experience the Midwest land grip difference. 47-43 now. Grimmett at the elbow. Now to Dean. Dean will back down. Find Mendez on the right block. He'll leave it short. Get his own board. Put back good. Javi Mendez, first point of the night.
Wow.
49-43 now.
Yeah, Javi normally is around 10 to 12 point a game scorer.
Danford, elbow, and have his pocket picked by Lane Smith. Smith slows things down. Now streaks down and dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. Just yeah. When it looked like, man, that was a good cut, and not so fast.
And Michael got a score from Osage City and Holton. Osage City's up 30-26 at the half.
Doty on the far side, trying to cut into this six-point deficit. It's out of the early stages of the first quarter. Madison has been in control of this contest, although back and forth. Danford on the wing to Noah Green. Up top, Doty. Near side, Byer. Byer running floater. That'll be off the mark. And a rebound to Mendez. 49-43. Madison looking to add to their advantage. Lane Smith in the corner. Underneath the Dean. He'll kiss the window. And Dean now with 29. Largest lead of the night for Madison. 51-43. Byer. Over to Doty. Back to Byer. Elbow jumper, or actually a pass to Noah Green. Back to Byer. He'll hand it off to Danford. Bounce pass over to Doty. Doty backing down on the block. Turnaround floater falling home for Hudson Doty. He'll join Octavian Dean in the 20s, as that's his 20th point. Mendez, top of the key. 6-point lead for Madison. 4.5 to play. Mendez, right corner three. Bangs off the back of the iron, no good. Fight for a rebound, tipped out into Braden Grimmett. He'll step into a left wing three, and he will knock it down. Braden Grimmett with another Cody Thurston three. Timeout on the floor taken by Cade Witt. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a break with him. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Mix 104.9. Madison extended their lead to 9, 54-45 with 4 minutes to play.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. Chanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years, proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Welcome back to Madison High School. closing week of this regular season. Sub-state brackets will be announced tomorrow. But Madison kind of seizing pretty good control of this one here, Ken, with about halfway through this fourth quarter.
That they are.
54-45 lead. Danford, foul line to the block, off the window, have his shot blocked by Mendez and going the other way. Gribbett to Smith. Underneath the Dean, backing down Doty. Underneath, have his shot blocked by Noah Green. Out of Danford. Near side to Beyer. Up top, Danford. Step back to a right wing three. That'll be well short. Rebound tipped out. Be a loose ball. Still loose and recovered by Grimmett. Now up the court we go to Dean. Dean on the wing. Backing down Danford. Spin move to the block. Bricked off the glass. No good. And the rebound to Chase County. Danford. Elbow. Underneath the Doty. Loses a handle on it. Stolen away by Madison. Luthy looking to push. Foul line. Pass stolen away by Noah Green. Norris streaking down the opposite side. Danford. Layup. No good. Rebound, Dean. Now to Grimmett. Up the court we go to Luthy. Luthy layup. Good.
All that to get 2 points.
Timeout on the floor taken by, I think, Alex McNeil to full timeout. But 11-point lead now for Madison. 3 minutes remaining. We'll take a quick 30-second break with them. But you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Mix 104.9. 56-45, Madison leads.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, it's Harrison Body Shop. Free estimates by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their MHS student athletes every step of the way. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Welcome back. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. 3 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. 56-45. Madison has gone on a little bit of a run here. They led by his 7 heading into the quarter. But that was kind of been their largest lead. They had that multiple times throughout this contest. But
yeah, and I think Coach McNeil's like wanting them to slow down a little bit. They were going fast, 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 fast. I think
probably the fastest of the game.
Yeah.
You know, it was a blistering pace so far.
And he's like, you don't have to. Yeah, this has been a definitely an up-tempo game. And Coach McNeil there with a smile.
Maddox Beyer in the half court. Near side, Guthrie Danford. Bulldogs of Chase County going to have to kickstart this offense to get a run here and crawl their way back into it. Beyer over to Doty. Now Griffin, near side Green. He'll skip it right into the hands of Cooper Luther. Now to Smith. Underneath the Dean, back to Smith. Now Mendez, near side wing, up top Grimmett. Top of the key three. Short, rebound Dean. Back out to Luthy. Now Smith, top of the key three. No good. Rebound in the corner over to Grimmett. Now in the hands of Luthy, setting it from out of bounds. Far side Smith, underneath Dean, underneath. Wide open on the block. Good. Multiple chance opportunities at possession for Madison. And the ship taking on water if you are the Chase County Bulldogs.
Yeah, in fact, Madison now has out-rebounding Chase County 36-27.
Danford pushing the issue on the right block. No good. Gets his own board. His putback no good. Rebound in the hands of Braden Grimmett. He'll go up the court to Lane Smith. Layup no good, but he is fouled by Hudson Doty. And the Doty's third. And at the line for two, Lane Smith. His first trip tonight.
Is this the first one for Madison, somebody besides
Octavian? Yes. No good. Take Bailey, Carter, Mayan back in there. Oriel back in there for Madison. Smith at the line for another one. In the air and short. Rebound to Doty. Byer. Elbow to the block. Short. Rebound. Danford. No good. Rebound to Coriel. Pass over to Grimm. It's going to go out of bounds. And we go back to Chase County. 1:28 remaining. Madison with a 58-45 lead.
Chase County has missed their last six field goals inside the arc.
Inbound to Byer. He's at the elbow. Spin move. Floater. No good. Rebound to Coriel. Just can't buy a bucket here in the last few moments. Over to Dean. Now Grimmett. Grimmett to the elbow. To the opposite block off the window. Good for Braden Grimmett. Have a timeout on the floor taken by Alex McNeil. We'll stay right here with you. But a 15-point lead now in a game that was back and forth for pretty much the entirety of this game. But you know that three by Braden Grimmett that made it that 7-point lead to close that third quarter.
Just kind of took the wind out of Chase County.
Certainly so.
And yeah, and Braden Grimmett can do that. He's somebody he's missed a lot tonight, but you've got to be out there on him because he can hit some clutch shots. And, you know, they're setting themselves up pretty good for next week with Sub-State.
Yep, that they are.
This will not be the last home game for the Madison Bulldogs.
So Madison is hosting, but unfortunately with the win, they're going to get the 3 seed or the 6 seed. And they'll get another home game, but they most likely draw Little River, which they're the KBCA number one team in the state.
Yeah.
Opie's number two, but that's, as you mentioned, anything can happen, but seniors back out there for Madison. So Jackson Davies and Colton Cordell. Two players, Smith and Yao, go into each other, and underneath, Maddox Byer. And Byer knocks down the bucket and going to have a timeout taken by Cade Witt. But, yeah, Pleasanton is most likely the one seed at 20-1. Central Burton is the two seed at 19-1. Little River, not a whole lot of games played, but they're still 17-1. Of course, they play Opie on Friday. That'll be a good indication of where both of those teams are at.
Yes.
Opie on the road at Little River. But Norwich at 18-4. Colony Crest at 17-5. Madison at 13-6, most likely going to 14-6. But yeah, they're currently the 6th seed. Now over for Chase County, they're in that Southeast Kansas substate at Northeast Arma, where a lot of good teams right there with about 5 losses. Southeast Cherokee, Oxford, Cedarvale, Dexter, St. Mary's Colgate at 14-6, Uniontown at 13-8. But Chase County most likely going to fall to 7-13. And Udall was also with an identical record. They were playing South Haven tonight. And South Haven, tough to call that one.
Yeah.
South Haven's not a whole lot of wins, but most likely that will be Chase County will be
a road
to go on the road
in
that substate. But inbound to Lane Smith here, closing moments of this one, 40 seconds left to play. Lane Smith. Gonna have a foul on Maddox Byer.
Well, Coach Witt trying to get a carry call.
Do have some substitutions here coming for Madison. Zeke Costanza in and into the ball game for the first time. Coulter Lupin.
Yep.
Big ovation there for Dean. And Lane Smith. Yao, foul line to the block. Have a shot rejected by Hudson Doty. Cordell up top to Luthing. Now to Yao. Yao to the foul line. He'll be fouled. Fouls against Carter Mann, his second. Team's third.
Carter Mann has given a good effort tonight for the Chase County Bulldogs.
Inbounds, Duluth, he now Yao in the corner. Estimado, his jumper no good, up to Doty. Now breakaway layup to Danford. He'll kiss the window and be good. Now to Yao, and they'll slow things down. So our final score tonight, 60-47. Madison wins the Battle of the Bulldogs, improving to 14-6. Chase County falling to 7-13. We'll get into the Richdorf Company postgame show, tally our stats, have a postgame interview with head coach Alex McNeil. Once again, 60-47, our final score.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area high school basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison Valley
on a journey to success.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by ESP Insurance and Financial Services. Changing jobs, retiring, growing your family, change of marital status, these are all things that can affect your overall financial health. Let ESP Insurance and Financial Services help you explore your options. Call 340-9921. The Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs. Dogs.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Clark Farm and Home under the new ownership of Cade and Haley Gibb. Continuing to be your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you into the Rich Door Company post-game show. Michael Dieker alongside Ken Hansen. 60-47, our final score. Apologize, we got the... Mm-hmm. Got the cord unplugged on some places spots. We got it back. We got it back in. It's all right. So, but 60-47, our final score today. We got here by these final stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today. 620-344-0661. Individually for the Madison Bulldogs, 31 points for Octavian Dean, 17 points to Braden Grimmett. 5 points apiece to Lane Smith and Cooper Luthi, and then 2 points to Javi Alba Mendez. For Chase County, 20 points leading the way for those Bulldogs. For Hudson Doty, 13 points Maddox Beyer, 8 points to Guthrie Danford, 4 points Carter Mann, and 2 points to Noah Green. Ken, your team stats.
Team stats for Chase County, 16 of 43 inside the arc, 5 of 14 from three-point range, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. They pulled down 31 overall rebounds. 8 of them were offensive, 23 defensive, and they committed 10 turnovers. For Madison, 20 of 38 inside the arc, 5 of 22 from three-point range, 5 of 12 at the free throw line, and they pulled down 40 rebounds tonight, 15 offensive rebounds and 25 defensive rebounds while only committing 8 turnovers.
It was a good back-and-forth, blistering pace game here. And as you kind of saw, I think the fatigue became a factor in that fourth and final quarter for Chase County. But once again, those final stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. But I do have some other finals from around the area that we do know about. Obviously, on the girls' side, Osage City defeating Holton 75-25. In overtime, Opie defeating Nemaha Central 56-50. On the girls' side as well, Lebo with a big victory over Eureka for Eureka's first loss of the season, 34-31. But it was Allison Conradi 3 in the closing moments that sealed the deal there for Patrick Gardner and the Fighting Lebo Lady Wolves.
And, Michael, I do have a final score from Washburn Rural. Washburn Rural defeats Emporia High 46-44 in overtime.
That game over on 1400 AM at 96.9 FM. And on the boys' side, Opie defeating Nemaha Central 60-53. And then on the Hartford and Center, Hartford winning 79-28, but now going to be joined by head coach Alex McNeil here in the Rich Door Company postgame show. Once again, 60-47, our final score. Coach, a blistering pace to the start of this one. And as the pace continued, you guys kind of had the legs there down the stretch that allowed you guys to kind of pull away with a big 13-point victory. But obviously big night tonight for Octavian Dean with 31 points.
Yeah, you know, the pace we were able to play at tonight is kind of what we wanted to do all year, run teams until they get tired and we're not, and things get a little easier for us. And, you know, sometimes that takes two halves or three quarters of basketball to happen, but I feel like in the fourth quarter that was definitely the case, and where the separation came. And then, you know, Octavian Dean's going to do what he does. I mean, 31 is probably should have had 51, but he's a heck of a player, and what a good way to have a senior night.
You know, and when you were looking, you know, there in that third quarter where it was still anyone's game, you know, Braden Grimmett hits a three, Lane Smith, Cooper Luthi all had big threes in clutch moments.
Yeah, and, you know, that three ball is something we also rely on a lot. In our wins, you know, I'd say we average 5 to 9 of them a game spread around. And in our losses, we're hitting 2, maybe 3, and that's been the difference in our wins and losses. And so tonight they fell for us, and we hit some very needed ones, and that, you know, relieves Octavian, which is huge and definitely a big aspect that we need going forward.
Now you guys were able to start two other seniors tonight in Colton Cordell and Jackson Davies. Obviously, Davies has seen some time in varsity time, and especially in the league tournament. But those two obviously doing a really good job of playing some scout team offense and defense for your team in practice as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those are two good kids and kids I wish I had more time with. Colton Cordell came to us as a junior. And then Jackson, this is his first year coming out, and he's a kid with a lot of talent, and that's why he does see a little bit. But, you know, they just haven't been around long enough to be in the picture all the time. But they're great kids. They show up to practice. They don't complain about their situation. They just enjoy being out there and being with the kids, and they play hard for me. And I'm glad, you know, hopefully they understand this small gesture of, you know, me thanking them by letting them start tonight and try to get them on the floor there at the end.
Now, looking ahead to Friday night, a game that we will have on our airwaves on Country 101.7 FM, but Linden Tigers don't have a final score from that one, but did hear that Waverly was down by 4 in the second half, so it was a pretty tight ball game, but it sounds like maybe Waverly might have been missing some free throws down the stretch that might have allowed Linden to pull away. But like I said, do not have a final on that one as well, Coach. But obviously Ryan Haskins, Ty Bland, two very well good coaches for the Linden Tigers with a lot of youth mixed in with some good senior leadership.
Yeah, you know, I think they went through their youth struggle last year and really got some kids with some good experience. And I don't know, it appears to me, I haven't been watching them all year, but just based on some of the scores I've seen lately, it seems like they're playing their best basketball here at the end of the year, which I'm sure their coach is happy about. And, you know, it'll be a, I think we kind of match up pretty similar. We want to do the same things from what I've heard. But there's somebody we'll look at this week and hopefully be ready to go on Friday.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory. And we look forward to visiting with you on Friday.
All right, I appreciate you.
That was head coach Alex McNeil of the Madison Bulldogs. His team victorious tonight, 60-47. We'll wrap up the Rich Tour Company postgame show, get Ken Hansen back on the headset, and come back with one final thought. But you've been listening to the Area Game of the Week on Mix 104.9.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. Shank UL Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years, proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
We welcome you back to Madison High School one final time. Well, it was a split decision tonight. Chase County girls picking up the victory tonight.
35-32.
Yep. Closing moments.
Yep.
Coming away with that one. You know, Chase County led it in the boys' game at the very beginning of the contest. But Madison pretty much had control, even though it was close throughout the first three quarters of play. But good game by both of these teams. And, of course, we'll have the Bulldogs of Madison still with us on Friday as they go up the road to Linden, which will be another good two games to wrap up our regular season of Area Game of the Week.
That it will. And, you know, it's I always love it when we get to come down here. It's a great place to broadcast from. It's a great atmosphere down here. And tonight, I just talked to Coach Daniels, and he said his heart breaks for his girls because they were in control of the game until the last 5 minutes. And he said, if you would have told me that we'd hold them to 35 points, he said, I would have liked our chances.
Yep.
But Chase County girls fought hard, came back, forced the issue in the second half, and especially in the fourth quarter, and come away with the victory. And then on the boys' side, it was the same way, but turned around. Madison forced the issues tonight. Octavian Dean, 31 points. You're not going to win a game when you give up 31 points to a player in high school basketball. And Octavian could have probably scored 40 to 50 tonight, but, you know, take the 31, be happy, and move on.
Of course, we'll have that game on Country 101.7 FM yep. on Friday to wrap things up. But just want to give a thanks to everybody for tuning in, yeah. our sponsors for making this possible. Of course, continued prayers for folks out in western Kansas, whether mm-hmm. it be folks affected by the dust that had a major accident on Highway 70, and yep. all the fires out in southwest Kansas, you know, with the residents, farmers, everyone affected yep. by those fires. Of course, most of those volunteer firefighters doing what they can to contain
yes.
Those fires. But thoughts and prayers for all those affected there. But mm-hmm. mind you guys, over on Country 101.7 FM, K-State in action. And they are on top by 11 with just shy of the first media timeout in the second half. So once we're done, switch over to Country 101.7 FM. Listen to Stan Weber, Wyatt Thompson, and maybe things start to look up for the yes. Kansas State Wildcats. But, you know, in my broadcasts for the last 5 years, yep. with Stand Tall, Tackle All, No One Fights Alone, and had an opportunity to visit James Nunley today and drop off some baseball and football cards to him. He's been inpatient at Children's Mercy for the last 16 days in his battle with cancer. So really good spirits. And that's, yes. Folks, just a wonderful, yeah. what a wonderful individual James is. You know, at such a young age, sixth grader at Opie High School, and just his outlook
yeah.
on life and during this second battle. With cancer, but Noah got a chance to visit with him. He ripped some really good cards while we were there and got a good visit. So just want to give thoughts and prayers to James, who
yes.
actually did color with me with Opie and Hartford earlier in the season for the Opie Hartford boys game.
Yep.
So obviously, and it was funny. We were reading off stats, and his mom was just like, "Who cares about this?" And we both at the same time kids said, "Somebody does."
yeah.
So he's he's an up and comer. So, but appreciate for them for letting us stop by when we were in the area as well. But for that, we'll wrap things up here on a Tuesday night. We'll talk to you on Friday. Stand tall, tackle all. No one fights alone. Crazy faith for D. For Ken Hansen and Connie Osorio back at the station, I'm Michael Deeker. Have a great week, everybody.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, it's Harrison Body Shop. Free estimates by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their MHS student athletes every step of the way. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom, here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.